Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
By the way, I saw yesterday, remember a couple of days ago we were talking about the geese?
Oh, yeah, the geese. Yes, the geese.
The geese in the park.
Yeah.
And the city had decided it was time to round up the geese because there's too many, so they had to round up like 2,500 and slaughter them. And the excuse was, well, A, it's overcrowded. Second, they're going to use it for food for people in need, I guess. Right.
Everybody gets a Christmas goose.
Who's been eating goose? Can we get one person on Textnado at 51059? Because I think it's a big fat lie.
Well,
nobody's had goose.
But remember, we said that we were going to contact Fox 31 and say, hey, listen, find this person. Find the people that are getting these geese. Find them.
I don't think Fox took us seriously, though.
No.
I didn't see a follow-up report anyway.
I didn't either.
But I saw yesterday, I guess, all 2,500 of what they were going to round up. It's all completed and done. Geese are dead. And I guess people
have
been
processed.
People are being fed, I guess.
Are they processed?
I have no idea.
Because last I heard, they were going to send them away to get them processed and, you know, clean, skin, feathered, all that crap, and then made into a nice little turducken or whatever.
You know for a fact, JB.
Fogwah, remember?
Fogwah, yeah.
Fogwah.
Fogwah. Yeah. Fogwah. That's the fatty liver, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Of a goose.
Right. It's very expensive.
Very expensive.
Yeah.
I think it's big in Paris, right?
Yeah.
France.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So everybody, all these people that are in need are going to get fogwah.
You and I sniffed this one out from the very beginning. That's a big fat lie. There's not one of these geese of 2,500 that's been fed to anybody. You and I both know it. They stuck them in a crate somewhere and submerged them.
Oh, what?
I'm telling you right now, they killed those geese and nobody's eating the geese. That was all a big propaganda lie.
No, they're probably getting the goose jerky. I'll make it into goose jerky.
I was at King Supers yesterday. I never saw any geese in the meat section.
Oh, God.
You would think killing 2,500, it'd be all over the grocery stores. We could be buying some geese.
Sean, when you called Fox 31 to find out who exactly is getting the geese's, what did they tell you?
They told us that the only thing they were sure of right now is that the roundup process was taking place, and then those birds were going to be sent, and they were going to be tested, and then they were going to be processed into food to give into needy families.
So it's just the whole process hasn't happened yet.
We're just waiting
for the whole process.
What do you think? What freezer in town are those 2,500 geese in?
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, where would they be? You can't leave them out in the heat.
Yeah.
They got to be in a freezer somewhere. That's how you preserve these things. But they're not out there.
You know what? I really like what you're doing here, but I feel like we need to get on it. Like, you know who I think would be good at it is that Michael from the Westward.
Yeah.
Let's call him.
He seems to be investigating.
Yeah, he really
does. And he seems to intimidate people when he calls them, too.
Yeah.
Like when he calls up and says, hey, let's talk geese here, folks.
Hey, Sean.
Yo.
Sean, so why don't you tweet him? I forgot his last name, but it's Michael at Westwood.
Okay.
And Westward. And ask him, has anybody actually had a piece of goose meat? Are these people?
We're concerned, Sean.
Yeah.
I got it.
You know what? If I'm PETA, I'm storming this place this weekend.
Yeah.
I am. I'm bringing in PETA people from all over the country.
I'm
right
surprised.
Here. Well, there's some wrong shenanigans going on here.
I'm going to tweet him. I feel like Sean
ahead.
Isn't really going to.
No.
I
don't even think our own producers take us seriously on this.
I know, right?
It's just Jamie and I. We're on a cause here. I love animals.
Sean, why don't you care?
Oh, I care about geese.
No, I mean, that's not about it. It's about, why don't you care that we're being lied to? Nobody's eating these geese.
Yes.
Well, I think someone's going to get them. Come on. They can't just round these things up for no reason.
Yes, they can, because it's overcrowded in the park and it's, you know, goose poop everywhere.
It's the way to tell people so they won't get their, you know, panties in a wad.
They're trying to keep all the riffraff down, the blowback from the public. And in order to do that, what do? We're feeding needy families. Mm-hmm. We're making sure that the meat gets to the right people.
Ooh, yeah.
So it's going to be a great barbecued geese weekend.
Hey, we're such good people.
That's not happening.
Everybody gets a Christmas goose in
not
July.
Not one person has got a Christmas goose. Well, July goose. Not one.
I'm just saying.
And they're not going to. I'm telling you right now, we've been lied to our faces. Not happy.
Why are we the only ones that care?
I don't know.
Like, Schmadil doesn't care. I can tell Sean's like, oh my God, you guys are driving me nuts. And nobody really cares but us.
51059 is Texanado. Do you care? Jamie and I, we're on a mission here.
We want to find the people that ate them.
And I don't like it when you know, I guess the city or whomever made the decision. I don't like when they come out and just bold-faced lie to you.
That's what it feels like.
You know, if it weren't for that, you know, at least tell us the truth. It's overpopulated. Geese poops everywhere. These things are a nuisance. We're going to kill off about half of them and leave it at that. I'm fine with it. I'm fine at that point.
Yeah, just say we got rid of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Okay.
Lots of rain. It's called Tropical Storm Barry is headed toward New Orleans. New Orleans is already underwater this morning. And the hurricane's not even hit yet. I guess it goes to a Cat 1 hurricane today.
They call it the triple threat.
Why is that?
Wind, rain, and the fact that the Mississippi River is already 20 feet higher than it usually is.
Yeah. They've had a lot of snow up in the, I guess, the Minnesota and you know, various places in the north. And all that water has to come go somewhere, so it comes down the Mississippi River.
So usually when we have these hurricanes, the Mississippi is at about 8 feet, and right now it's at 20.
The Mississippi River has been flooded above flood stage for the past 185 days, I heard yesterday. So they can't take any more water. But they're going to get more water because it looks like about 25 inches is going to fall between today and Sunday near New Orleans. Did you see the pictures yesterday of New Orleans? It's underwater.
I know, it's bad. But you know what I do love is on Facebook, I'm part of the Tracking Jim Cantore Facebook page.
You like him.
I love Jim Cantore.
He's solid.
He's so good.
He is.
I love Jim Cantore. And so when you see Jim Cantore, you know it's going to be bad. You know it's going
to
be
When they send him to the scene, you're going to have sharks in the street.
Yeah, he's already down there, so people are freaking out. When Jim Cantore shows up, it's death and destruction.
In New Orleans, you know, New Orleans is built below sea level.
Yeah.
I mean, the oceans are higher. So that's a good sign that when you get a lot of rain, it's going to flood more than likely. But poor New Orleans, man.
You go. This is just off the air. He goes, yeah, that'd really like make your weekend suck that you had to evacuate.
Yeah,
like,
it would.
Who even thinks about it being the weekend? 10,000 people already had to evacuate. Like, I'm not thinking about it's the weekend.
Well, if I get a call from authorities saying that I need to evacuate,
I'd
like for it to be a Monday or Tuesday. Wouldn't you, Sean? Totally. I don't want to evacuate on Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, I got plans, man.
The weekend.
Right?
I was just like, nobody's thinking about how their weekend's ruined. They're thinking about saving their own lives.
At some point, because a lot of people, if you remember, after the big hurricane that they had down in New Orleans, what was that? Hurricane
Katrina.
It was devastating. A lot of people moved out of that area, never to move back again, because it is below sea level.
Yeah.
And now here we go again, and they're going to get the flooding. I've never been part of a flood, ever.
Our basement would flood, but that was no big deal. In the Midwest, our basement would flood, and then my dad would be like, you girls can't be down there, you're going to be electrocuted. Because we play in the water and the carpets. It was super fun, making your footprints all splash, 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 splash.
Right, but it could be deadly.
Yeah, I guess
it would
be deadly.
Yeah, but I see these houses, too. I'm watching some of the video yesterday in New Orleans, and the water is like 4 foot up on the front door. How do you ever get that house back to what it was?
It's never the same.
The water damage has to be just everlasting, right?
That's what they say. After a flood, your house is never the same.
Never the same. Well, the people of New Orleans, Ben, they're going to have a rough weekend.
Oh, Sean, I like what you did there.
Schmadil did it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he was on it.
Great job, Schmadil.
He found the guy. While I was looking for the guy, he was tweeting the guy.
So he tweeted Mike Roberts at Westwood, and he said, who's eating these geese? We want to know. We want to know the city collecting these geese. Have you talked to anyone who has received any goose meat?
Yeah.
You go. Nice job.
All right. Get in touch with us. Keep us updated on that.
Yeah, right? That's good job.
Yeah, we're on goose alert around here.
We really are.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.